This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the third and final hour of your opportunity to call in and talk on the radio. You complain that your voice isn't heard in America, but Free Talk Live is on 200 radio stations across the country. You can complain no longer. The number, 855-450-3733. Or you could just complain. That's up to you, too. Feel free. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Let's go right to the phone, Alex, and not fool around any longer. Take James calling in from New Jersey. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
So I was just thinking about the whole women's rights and, like, how women are. I feel like that all women are equal, you know. They shouldn't be, like, treated no lower than men. I mean, come on, they're human beings too. So I guess I was just asking you, what is your opinion on that?
On treating people equally?
Yes. Like, not, like, using women just for other things, but just treat them normally, you know, because they're humans too. They're not, like, our slaves or anything. They're regular people.
Are you asking us or the society?
I'm asking both.
Okay. Well, I can only answer for me. And at no point in my life have I ever treated women as though they are property or something like that. The best I can tell, my mom, my grandmother, my wife, these people would not put up with these people, these human beings, as you refer to them, would not put up with this kind of behavior at all. I don't know where this occurs.
Well, I just see, like on the news how, like, prostitutes and, like, hookers, and I'm like, really? They're regular people. People shouldn't sell women just because of that. I mean, come on.
Do prostitutes, are they sold or do they sell themselves? I mean, or they rent themselves for a period of time? I mean, what's the difference between prostitution and some other job?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a wrong thing to do. It's kind of like disrespecting their own body for money, and that's not, like, the right thing to
forcing
do.
Is this a women's issue or a person issue? Right? Why do you associate prostitutes with women?
Right, there's plenty of
like
male prostitutes out there.
Treatment.
Well, it's just because I have a strong feeling for women because a lot has happened in my family.
So you don't care about the male prostitutes, James? Do you not consider them human beings?
Well, no, not them. Women,
they're
yes,
not human beings?
They're human beings, but they're, I don't know how to say it. They're
that's because it's not true. Women
what?
Are different. I thought you said they were human beings, suggesting that they were the same and equal.
Yes. Not, well, oh God, where am I trying to go with this? Crap.
Let's here, I have a suggestion, James. You have an untenable position because it is illogical.
Yes.
That's why you can't go anywhere with it.
Yes. Very simple.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the call. And I think James was, I honestly believe James was fooling around there, playing a devil advocate position, maybe. But this is, in truth, one of the problems is that these ideas are untenable.
Well, it seemed that there's this idea of equality and equality, right? It's like, on the one hand, when they say equality, they mean you should give stuff to women, you should treat them better. But you should also, they should get all of the benefits without any of the costs. That's one version of equality. But when you talk about real equality, where treating them all as humans, that's where it seems to be an issue.
Right. I mean, when it comes to, for my opinion, it's equal opportunity under the law, and that's it.
Well, like there's also the societal component, right?
But what is society?
Should you hold doors for women? Do you teach your son to hold a door for a woman?
I do.
And why is that?
Why do I teach him that?
Yeah.
Well, I teach him that it's best to hold doors generally.
Yep.
But specifically, if he's going to hold, he should remember to hold doors specifically for his mother and his grandmother. You drop the door on me, and I'm going to smack you in the back of the head. You know,
yeah.
But you know, I mean, basically, he's taught to hold doors because I hold doors, and I think it's best.
And what about when it comes to defense? You know, is he told to treat women and men equally in conflict should one arise?
No, he's not.
Why is that?
Because many times people will...
Are you saying that women are not equal in their threateningness or combatability? Or?
No, what I'm saying is that people don't really know what a threat is. So generally, they can consider words or actions to be a threat that might not necessarily be a threat. So if a woman punches you, certainly you've got to use whatever physical force to stop that from occurring. You know, I don't think retributive force is necessary in that case, but I'm not much on punching people back. Yeah. However, if it looks like you're going to punch me again, we're going to figure out how to make that not happen. And if that involves punching you, then okay, no problem. But, you know, there's also an issue of size and those sorts of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the issue I'm sort of circling around is that it seems there's a disconnect between what equality really looks like.
Yes.
You know, most people would agree that equality between the law or before the law is essential.
Right.
And we sort of have that now. Right. There might be a few issues where you could argue, depending on your background, abortion is one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
But overall...
Because it's distinctive between the genders. There's no way to say that, you know, men don't have the same abortion rights as women, you know, that kind of thing. It's just not the same.
Yeah. But overall, women can own property, they can vote, they have all the same legal rights as men.
Yes. But and they didn't always.
They also have some additional social rights, as do men. Right. And what did we do with these rights? Should we treat a woman sleeping with a lot of partners and a man sleeping with a lot of partners the same?
Holding doors, I don't think that's even an issue anymore.
Conflict.
I really don't. I mean, at this point, men sleeping with a lot of people isn't, at least in the world that I live in, isn't held up as some great thing. And women sleeping with lots of people is not held up as some terrible thing. I'm not living in a world of slut shaming. I don't know what it's like for every American. I can only speak to my world where my wife says that sex with her is the only acceptable sex, right?
Yeah.
You know, and... That's all I can speak to. And so, admittedly, I'm not out there shifting around. But, yeah, I mean, I think one thing's clear. It's a lot easier for women to have sex with people than it is for men.
Yeah.
You know?
So
somebody of the opposite sex.
Could that factor into the way society should view such actions?
Yes, it's going to have to.
Like, I think the analogy is... A key that can open every lock is an amazing skeleton key. A lock that can be opened by any key is just a terrible lock.
Right. There you go.
So it does make sense that there are some societal differences in the way genders are treated, I would argue. But it seems to be that this is the most contentious issue at this point.
If what you want to do is change society, I'm not talking about, nothing I talk about on Free Talk Live is really about society, other than society's acceptance of the notion of the state, right? The idea that these men and women parading around as our betters are somehow different than the rest of the world and can operate by different standards, i.e. taxation isn't theft. That's ludicrous. But if your thing is I want to make it so that women can sleep around. Well, women can sleep around. Well, I want to make it so they can sleep around without consequence. Well, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, disease and impregnation are consequences.
Well, I think that's a big part of some of the newer waves of feminism is reducing stigma. And in
right.
fact, in the...
Well, there's stigma for a reason. And the reason is that parents don't want to deal with your bastard kids.
The reason
parents
is the
don't want to deal with your...
is oppressing.
That's not patriarchy. That's reality.
The patriarch's going to patriarch.
Okay.
And unless we can hold them back, us women will never be free.
All right. Well, if the freedom is to get diseases and have a bunch of children you don't want...
Is there something wrong with diseases?
Yes. Diseases are bad.
Are you STD shaming? How
yes,
dare
I am.
You?
Eight,
how dare you?
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about our AMP program. at amp.freetalklive.com. You may do as Robert Womack 3 or the 3rd. I'm not sure. There's a numeral 3, not like I.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Robert Womack 3 has done and amped the program. For $5 a month, that's all we ask is for you to amp the program. And the reason is the benefit that you get is that I believe Free Talk Live is the single best tool for spreading the ideas of liberty, at least among adults, because we're reaching out on 200 radio stations across the country, and we're bringing these ideas in ways that people are not, people that haven't heard them, they're not experiencing them otherwise. Free Talk Live is the only really pro-liberty radio program out there, and you can help us do this more. It's just a matter of money getting on 300 stations. We are on 2 now. Well, 300 is around the corner. The website is AMP, AMP. .freetalklive.com. The number that Joe called from Michigan is 855-450-3733. And let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd like I'm in the late 40s, and I'm sure my mom, it was tough for her back in the day, wanting to have a career or whatever, back in the 50s and 60s and all that, But, and the early feminists, they did have a point, but, I think I can't really think of any rights that men have now that women don't have. And, I think a lot of the new wave of this feminist movement, seems like a lot of these victim movements, like they want extra rights, equality is not enough. And, let's be honest, man. You can bash men all day long and nobody will say nothing. and I'm not one of these MGTOWs and all this junk. I don't fall for that stuff. But, it's okay to, look at sitcoms on TV. The dad is usually some dopey goofball,
Yeah, the Homer Simpson.
They think every man is Homer Simpson now. And that's not reality, but that's the way they portray it on television. But
I was raised by women, and if somehow my theories around women, which were completely informed by women, are messed up, then it's not the fault of a man.
I was raised by women.
People gotta admit there is a double standard. There's stuff, even though we're equal, there's stuff that women can do and get away with that men can't in the workplace. And we all know this. There's language. There's just, flirtation and stuff that you got to walk on pins and needles, especially if you're in a, like an office environment or something. Unless you, work on the road all day or you work alone or something, I guess you can kind of, don't have to worry about it. But it's, I remember reading the story, I can't remember when, but it was a while ago, about the executives, not wanting to work with their female counterparts. Or at least
right,
not
that's becoming
with them.
It's becoming more and more common. Thank you for the call, Joe. It's becoming more and more common for men in the workplace to be like, hey, look, this is just not worth the trouble. And this, by the way, is now portrayed as sexism, too. So it's one of those things where you scream sexism long enough and you'll get it.
Yeah.
Well, now anything can be considered a come on. And so the only way for a man not to appear as though he is attempting to woo some office worker is to not speak to them. And not speaking to them is now sexism and discrimination in the workplace. Exactly how does a guy win?
Yeah, it's like the Mike Pence rule. You only meet with people in public, with other witnesses.
Yes.
You keep the door open for all meetings with women, so there's no, once the door closed, he came on to me, this or that.
Right.
And
by the way, you could say whatever you wanted with the door open. Right? Couldn't you?
It's different.
I'd like to offer you some money to do X, Y, and Z. You could just mutter that with the door open.
That's a good point.
But men do it. And I know men who have businesses. I know a man specifically who has a business who says, I do not get into situations where I am the only one in the office with a female employee, especially if it's a disciplinary situation.
Yeah.
So, he's got a lot of employees. He runs an operation where he, has a bunch of employees. And whenever you have employees, you're going to have a disciplinary situation. And he's like, I hire somebody to take care of that, and that person is a woman.
Yeah.
So he hired somebody based on their gender as a woman to handle the disciplinary issues because he is terrified of losing his business over this.
So all these discrimination rules are leading to more discrimination.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, if you don't like where you work, leave. That is the libertarian solution. If you do not feel free, if you're not self-actualized, if this is not the right place for you, then leave. I would recommend you having another job before you leave.
Yeah.
But, complaining and suing and doing all these other things, it's so lame. It just shows your weakness.
And it ruins the work environment for everyone. Everyone now is so afraid in the office. They don't want to socialize. They don't want to go to any office functions. They just want to put their head down, do their work, and go home.
Right.
And that's not good for the companies, and that's not good for the workers.
How many people above the age of 40 that are listening to my show right now on 200 radio stations plus podcasts plus satellite plus streams and all that other stuff met their spouse at work?
A lot.
A lot.
Probably the majority.
I dated probably more women than I can count on one hand.
Look
from
at
work.
You.
What's that?
Look at you, Casanova.
Well, it's one hand, not two. From work. So I didn't marry any of them, but I can tell you that I dated them, and the complaint obviously wasn't that I was coming on to them in the workplace.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This grievance culture is going to eat itself. The number one way we can see it is the TERFs.
Yeah.
These are the trans-exclusionary radical feminists, is what TERF stands for. And what these are is feminists who are now giving speeches at socially conservative organizations about how trans men to women are not really women, and that you have to be born with two X chromosomes to be a woman. And
they're shamed for their discriminatory views.
And so these now you have two leftists fighting over who's the real feminist. Who's the real oppressed? 855-450-3733. Who is the real oppressed? I don't think any of them. Free Talk Live. Nobody's a victim on Free Talk Live. 855. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's longtime political confidant, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for witness tampering, lying to, and obstructing Congress. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson dismissed the arguments by Stone's lawyers that he shouldn't go to prison. They said his poor health and lack of criminal history should warrant no prison time. President Trump railed against the convictions during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
It happened to Roger Stone. And it happened to General Flynn. And it happened to, I won't name names, it happened to a lot of people and destroyed a lot of people's lives.
One day after the Las Vegas debate, finds Democratic presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg in Utah.
Donald Trump is the world's biggest schoolyard bully, with no respect for civility, for decency, or facts or honesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Alex.
Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And again, it's still on the table. The proposition that the Mariana Islands is the freest place in the United States exists. And I propose that you call in and ask questions or rebut it or whatever it might be. So the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about Divi. D-I-V-I. Divi is a cryptocurrency project that Free Talk Live has gotten involved with. And the reason is that they have some great ideas on how to bring cryptocurrency adoption to the masses. So they're coming out with their next generation wallet. And with just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital currency in seconds. You'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between their currency, Divi, Bitcoin, and government currencies right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. And the earnings have been pretty good over the last year. Now, no guarantee of how things are going to go in the future. This is an investment, and don't invest anything more than you can afford to, but we've had a masternode at Free Talk Live, and it's produced for us at a rate somewhere around 40%. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries to start with, including the United States. You can learn more by going to DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. And let's go back to the phones. the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And actually, the caller dropped just there. Let's talk about the, apparently Portugal is going to allow euthanasia now. So this will make one of many countries that is allowing somebody who's in pretty bad physical shape to kill themselves. Now, I don't like suicide, but I do believe that you own yourself and you own your body. And if you cannot, and you own your life, if you can't end your own life, you don't own it. It belongs to somebody else. So go ahead, please.
Yeah, so looking at the Center Daily, and they're discussing, so the situation right now is that the lawmakers voted to allow euthanasia, but the controversy is it's a Catholic country, and the governor is not sure how he feels about it. So there may still be a veto challenge ahead.
Yes, Catholic countries really don't like suicide much.
And it's a fascinating issue because this concept of life, you can look at abortion, euthanasia, war. People have a lot of really strong beliefs on it. And I think it's worth thinking about life as it's something we all have and will presumably lose one day.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons, one of my selling points for the U.S. Mariana Islands. Because even though we have the U.S. tax scheme here, the taxes that you pay as a resident of the U.S. Mariana Islands go to the Mariana Islands, and they don't go to the United States government. To the best of my knowledge, I pay no taxes to the United States government, or at the very least, if I do, I know I'm doing it when I do it.
Yeah.
And since the Mariana Islands doesn't have a death penalty and doesn't have an army, then, well, it's not killing anybody. And that, for me, was a real selling point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think death is just a really tough issue. And the challenge is, for many people, it's already been decided. This is not something you can approach with reason because it's so emotional. But I think we'll elevate the discourse and try to reason our way through this. I think Mark did a good job breaking down the ethical case. If you own yourself, why can't you decide to end your life, right? The other thing I think is worth looking at is, what are the consequences of euthanasia? Will there be any negatives or positives as a result of this policy?
I think there will be some negatives. So for one, it opens the door to doctors, presumably. And there have been a few crazy doctors out there. Not as many as there are, I don't know, crazy lawyers. But there's been a few people out there, nurses, health professionals, that determine that a person is, it would be time for them to die. And they just say, well, you can't make the, it's a short step from you get to make the decision to kill yourself to, in this world where we say nobody, not everybody is able to make a decision, well, then you're going to have to die because we've decided.
Yeah.
And when you have a public health scheme, I mean, essentially they just let you die. They're already deciding when you die.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's better that the doctors are in charge or that the individual?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's better the individual is, yeah.
So would you prefer the law be written that no one's required to intervene, or what are your thoughts on that? Currently, a doctor needs to inject the drug and give you the sign-off.
I think that I like Kevorkian's whole plan, where it's a button that the individual pushes that then starts the whatever drip that kills them off.
Okay.
So, you know, if they make the choice to do that, obviously I wouldn't support putting a machine on everybody and if they happen to bump the machine in the middle of the night, they're dead. Yeah. But, you know, I have signed a request asking for the death drip, and part of the death drip is a red button that is placed near my hand that I can, you know, reach feebly forward and slowly tap with one finger while my loving family is around me and my brain is preserved in heparin for the soup pot at Alcor.com, where I will forever be interred in liquid nitrogen until they revive me in my robot body.
Awesome. But yeah, speaking of sci-fi sounding things, there's also some interesting conspiracy theories about such policies, right? Euthanasia, could that be a convenient way to lower healthcare costs? You go to the doctor and they say, oh, you know, yeah, I think you got about 6 months. We should just, I think you'll be more comfortable. We're going to make it comfortable and we'll decide what to do. If you get my reference to the Virginia governor.
Oh, yeah.
On post-birth abortion, right? It kind of reminds me, there are a little bit of synergies there with, you know, it's dangerous.
What is this Virginia governor post-birth abortion? What?
This is 2019 news.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a controversial abortion bill in Virginia, and the governor was asked about it, and he was saying, like, yeah, like, maybe the baby will be born, we'll make it comfortable, and the mother can decide what to do with it. And it sort of slipped under the radar.
Huh.
But people like Alex Jones and them were just like, what is going on? Like, the aliens are taking over. Like, how did no one see this? And so he did his, like, six-hour Joe Rogan podcast, and this was, like, one of the, like, popular clips from it.
I see. Well, I have no idea. I hadn't heard of that. I guess it did slip under the radar. Yes. I think that that's why I continue to point out that the abortion issue is an argument as to when life begins. And nothing else. It's not about women's rights. It's not about anything else. Because men don't have the right to go around killing people's children.
Yeah.
So women don't have the right to go around killing people's children either, including their own.
That's an interesting point. What about children who are terminally ill? Who gets to decide what happens to them? Can the parents decide to...
I think the parents have to. I think the parents are the wards of people who aren't able to make a decision, but if that decision is the parent just doesn't like them, they probably should be turned over to somebody else. But, you know, again... The issue of abortion, if you want to get into abortion, is Democrats waging genocide on Democrats. And I don't care. Just don't care.
Well, that's one way to look at it. And, I mean, the history of abortion is controversial. There are some eugenic undertones discussed that maybe they're encouraging among certain groups to have abortion. So, who knows?
Indeed. Democrats. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Alex.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you about ForkFest. ForkFest is a party that, Free Talk Live is going to be involved in. It's at Rogers Campground in New Hampshire, up in northern New Hampshire. It's going on the weekend of 4th of July. And you can find out all the information at forkfest.party. Yes, that's the web URL, forkfest.party. And ForkFest isn't like so many other libertarian conventions out there where they put all this stuff together and tell you how it's done, what you're going to do and all that stuff. Instead, you decide what's going on. It's really just a camping festival. So if you want to put on speeches, put up a tent, put on speeches. You want to serve food, open up and serve food, whatever you want to do, forkfest.party. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. So did I?
Hello. What's
did
up?
I hear you? Did I hear you correctly? Did you say? You said you had a hard time getting women to come on the radio program. Does that mean you have a much easier time getting men to come on the radio program?
You got me.
But I'm pumped.
I got you to come here, didn't I? So what's on your mind?
No comment, man. Not talking about that stuff on the air. Although I did have female coworker drag me to an abandoned operating room in the hospital where we were both employed and messed around in the 1950s abandoned. You get the picture.
I can't handle this level of oppression. Yeah. This workplace.
Are you admitting to sexual assault on the radio? How dare you?
I am, but it's still unclear as to who assaulted whom, so.
Well, I'm going to give you a pass just because you properly used whom. So what's on your mind, David?
Thank you. Oh, I thought it might be entertaining to look at excerpts of actual documents, which are very brief but the radio station deal, to which everybody's sick of already, but I'll talk about it anyway. Here's the actual order on pre-adjudication diversion.
Let me bring us up to date on this, David. So you have there's a public radio station that's sort of NPR affiliate that's at the university, which of course also receives public funds, that has said that you cannot call in on a particular show, and they've gotten a judge to agree with this. Now I'm not sure that's even legal. However,
right.
Now they came after you for calling in on a different show on the same station and not even talking politics. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. And one little thing here is when they complained to the cops that I was bothering them on the telephone and they wanted me to stop calling, and they called the cops and I assert that it's my legal right to do so, but they called their private police force, had me dragged into court, and they proposed that hey, you know what, if you don't call us for the next 6 months, we'll just drop this criminal charges that we brought. And me, taking the line of least resistance, said okay, all right, fine, even though what you're doing is illegal, okay, fine, if you want to just drop it if I don't call you in the next 6 months, fine. So that's what I did. And the order that they wrote up and was, signed by the judge and all this, and they agreed to, it goes down the line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, that I won't break any laws. 2, that I will have no contact with the named Elaine Baumgartel. This is a public document, so Elaine, I'm not violating anybody's privacy. Elaine Baumgartel, Anna Landy, or Kaveh Movahed. 3, the defendant will not contact the KUNM radio program known as Let's Talk New Mexico. And then it goes on, I won't waste your time, alleged incidental or unintentional contact, provision for that. In the event the defendant is alleged to have willfully violated, then we'll come back into court. 6, if I'll appear on a certain date to see if I didn't break any of these rules for 6 months. And 7, for purposes order, electronic signatures have the same weight, blah, blah, blah. So it says it all right there. And then if you go to the next document, where 2 years or 18 months later, they claim that I broke the order. In the police report, they say that I broke the order by contacting the radio station KUNM that I was not supposed to contact in the pre-adjudication order. But I just read the order, and it doesn't say the radio station. It says the radio program, Let's Talk New Mexico, and those individuals named. And so, anyway, that's just one small excerpt as to how the stomach turns in the proceeding of this case. But you had alluded to. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I get it. They've got this little piece of paper, but, you haven't violated any part of this little piece of paper. What do they propose? Has no one read it?
It's a telephone terrorist.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's funny. Has nobody read it? When I said that exact thing to Officer M.G. Barreras, M.G. being Mary Grace, I said that to him or her, whichever. This guy is obviously transsexual, and I'm not being gratuitous, because when I think of the guy, I think of a dude, because he's a dude, but he happens to have decided that he's not male anymore, that he's female, and now he's going to be Mary Grace. But in my subconscious, I visualize a male, and so I'm always going to.
I don't need to hear about your discrimination, but what did you say to him?
Yeah, her.
What I said when he hung up on me is the last thing I said, because he didn't give me the opportunity to go any further because he hung up on me. I said, "Have you read the order?" He said, "Yes, I have," and he hung up. And so we didn't get a chance to actually clarify him on how he had screwed up. And so
what's going on in the case? This is sort of old news in the sense that all this has occurred. Is there something new in the case?
Yeah. Well, the only thing new is that we have the next hearing is on March 2nd, where we will pick up where we left off, which is like 1% into getting through the whole disposition of this case. So we're barely into it, even though we're like 3 years into this process. We're at 1% conclusion of this case.
I don't know everything about this stuff, David. I'm not the legal guy that you are. But can you move in court to have it dismissed based on the grounds that obviously nobody in this entire courtroom besides myself has read this thing? Point one, this was for 6 months, and they came to me 18 months later. Point two, it was for one particular show, and I never called that show. And the claim isn't that I called the show. I mean, you know, like, let's have that addressed.
Yeah, the short answer is that you and I, and most people listening, being practical, that's the first thing that comes to our mind. But because we're dealing with the government here and the courts, they don't think the same way we do. And so, it had crossed my mind to try to ram that home to get it dismissed. But because they have screwed up so deeply, I prefer to just continue to feed them rope. Because the more rope that they get, the more
their time, right? It's their time and their money that they're wasting, so I kind of get it.
It's also your time and your money.
Right, but it's more than, I don't spend a penny. I have been fighting these dudes for 13 years, and I have, for practical intents and purposes, not spent one penny. So I'm winning on that side of it. But there's something else that is advantageous that you didn't think of, or at least you didn't say it, and that's that if I continue to feed them rope, they will continue to actually take that rope and hang themselves. In other words, they will continue to make more and more errors, which will make more and more clear their negligence and or malice toward me, which will then make it easier for me to do other things with that ammunition that they will feed me.
Yeah, I suppose it's true that if they come after you for something else in the future, you can point out, hey, look, these people have already had a frivolous lawsuit against me, and that can be a benefit in the future. Well, good luck. Keep us informed on it. Okay?
The point is that I intend to sue them for dollar damages, and the farther they keep this going, the more that they open their mouth, and when I subpoena them to testify in court or in writing, in deposition, etc., they will continue to screw up and give me more ammunition to use against them in a civil lawsuit. That's the point.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. You're right about that. I'm curious how this goes on. It probably is a few years in the running. David, thank you for the call. There are those of us that can use the legal system to make the world a little bit freer. And I don't think that anybody should be able to call in about anything that they want to any show. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, but that's not how every show goes. But that's a public station. FreeTalkLive.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.